4 o'clock over at Simmons Field. Of course, you'll hear Locos baseball beginning Thursday night right here on Sports Radio 93.1 The Fan. A chance to win 2 tickets to the Ohio National Championship. We saved the best for last. Third caller, 227-9393. Our sometimes capable producer, Rick Burgeye, will give away 2 tickets to the Ohio National Championship at the Allen County Fairgrounds Saturday, June 27th, a 7:30 start. Third caller at 227-9393 will announce your name live on the radio. Let's finish up with our good buddy. He's in Rockford, Illinois now, I believe. And, of course, he used to be in Mercer County. He's the author of The Senior Reports, www.theseniorreport.com. He broke the Napoleon story this week going to the Northern Lakes League. What's that mean as far as Lima Senior and the GBC? Let's bring him on live of the program now. It's Dave Schmidt, everybody. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Vince. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. It looks like Lima Senior's got a lot of work ahead of them in the next couple of weeks with the way things are going. And probably they got in a trap that they weren't even involved in, but now it's kind of like quicksand. It starts going down pretty fast. So I've been keeping in touch with the AD there and the even the superintendent of schools I have contact with once in a while. So I think they're in pretty good hands, and hopefully something good's going to work out for those guys in the future. But that stuff up in northwest Ohio is really kind of a mess and a quagmire. But one good thing that's going on, Vince, is Larry Morrison, who is the Northern Lakes League commissioner, is also now consulting with the new Northern Buckeye Conference that kind of broke away from a league, and that was kind of like a civil war going on there. I think with him on there, they'll give some stability to those conferences up there, that maybe it'll help out Lima Senior in the long run.
Well, do you think the GBC is done?
Yep.
Okay.
Put a fork in them. I would say they were done unless they can go out and find a few members. Here's what's happening right now is that the Northern Buckeye Conference, which basically was 5 schools left the Suburban Lakes League because they couldn't get 2 schools to vote for members, supposedly, and so they left them behind, started a new conference. That has thrown all kinds of stuff into the mix, and so there's just no schools out there that's going to want to pick up. Sandusky and Marion Harding actually thought they were going to be in the Northern Ohio League like a week or so ago until this new Northern Buckeye Conference decided not to invite Fostoria in because Larry Morrison has taken over, and they're going through that trying to figure out what they're going to do. The Northern Buckeye Conference has said they're going to add 2 more schools, which Fostoria is in the mix, but they haven't made any commitments. So that doesn't leave any openings in the Northern Ohio League. And so the Northern Ohio League says, well, we're just going to sit back and wait and see what's happened. Talking to some people, I have some good contacts in Sandusky. That's really where they want to be. They want to be in the Northern Ohio League. And also Marion Harding really wants to be in their bat. They both have already made presentations to the Northern Ohio League, who lost a bunch of schools and went to the North Central Conference. So it is, you know, people don't realize this, that Suburban Lakes League lost Lakota, and that started the whole downfall, this whole thing. When one school leaves a conference, it just creates, you know, like the log piles going down the river, and now they're all jammed up. So there are a lot of things that Lima Senior is going to have to wait to happen. And, you know, of course, the story's out that Lima Senior got turned down by the WBL, and we don't want to get into that too much. I got about 4 emails last time me and you talked about that. So
they weren't very nice to you, were they?
Now, you know what? I understand there's a lot of emotion involved in this stuff. And, you know, the thing is, I keep hearing about the WBL, and I love the WBL. I'm an old Salina Bulldog from way back when. Got green and white still in my blood, even though I live in Illinois. That a lot of these conferences, like the Northern Ohio League, they're losing, like, Galleon and Upper Sandusky and some of those schools. They were original members from the 40s or 50s, and they were probably like the Western Buckeye League at one time and saying, well, there's never going to be any changes in our conference. Well, things change. The economy changes. Enrollments can change. So it's kind of a sad deal, I think, for Lima Senior in the fact that they can't work something out with the Western Buckeye League.
Well, if they can't work it out for the Western Buckeye League, and I think it's a natural fit, and I think you think it's a natural fit, where can they go? What other options do they have?
You know, I've heard a lot of people, and I know they would be the farthest north team, but I've heard a lot of people and seen a lot of things. Greenville's not in the conference. They're independent now. Sidney, Piqua, their situation down in that part of the area, that would be some pretty long rides, but not like they do now anyway. There's those options, but if I'm sitting down talking to Jim Altenbaker and Superintendent Oxley, I basically tell them, say, you guys have got to be aggressive. You have got to go out. You can't sit around and wait for people to do this. You have got to do this. We have a saying at the Cedar Reports, aggressive plus progressive equals stability. You can't sit around and let other people make decisions for you. You got to go out and make those decisions. You know, you can't say, well, this would be a nice situation. You got to go out and do this. And in this whole conference mess up right now, Vince, the schools that have gone out and decided to expand, decided to bring in schools, are the ones that are winning. The ones that aren't are the ones that are sitting back and letting everybody else make the choices.
Dave, thanks very much for being on the program, and keep us updated. You do a great job with that senior reports, and we'll continue to keep you in our loop, and you keep us in your loop, and we'll keep on top of this and try to find Lima Senior a proper place to go.
Yeah, but I listen every week here in Rockford, Illinois. I get you on the internet. You come in perfect. You do a great job. Keeps me updated on stuff back home. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dave Schmidt, everybody, to wrap up the show. And congratulations to Wes Martin. That guy wins all the time. Winner of the two tickets for the Ohio National Championship, Saturday, June 27th. He was the third caller. And the phone rang off the hook. Next time, I'll make you work for it. Actually, all next week, we've got trivia, courtesy of Swing Right. And we'll do U.S. Open trivia where we'll give away, we'll have a winner each night, and then we'll give away a brand new bag, golf bag, on Saturday. So all of that coming up on our nightly show next week. Thanks to all of our guests today. Special thanks to Rick Burgay in the studio as well. Without him, we are nothing. We'll see you Friday. We'll see you Monday night, 5 to 7. Sports Talk with Koza, daily basis, right here on Sports Radio 93.1, The Fan.
Lincoln Mercury Mazda on North Cable Road in Lima wants you to know that they are an authorized Ford Motor Company service center. They can and will take care of any of your warranty concerns and maintenance work. Reinecke Lincoln Mercury Mazda is authorized to take care of Ford cars and trucks as well as Lincolns and Mercurys that were purchased at other dealerships. The employees of Reinecke Lincoln Mercury Mazda are certified through Ford Motor Company, and their goal is to take care of any and all customers' automotive needs. Reinecke honors competitor service coupons and will meet or beat prices on national brand tires and other accessories because they provide dealership quality at service station prices. Reinecke Lincoln Mercury Mazda is one of four dealerships in the Reinecke Family Dealerships Group, which strive to continuously improve your buying and service experience. Tom Reinecke invites all customers to the 1350 North Cable Road dealership in Lima and promises that the Reinecke family of dealerships are very stable and will be around long after the sale to take care of your needs. If they can help, give them a call at 419-227-7400.
30 years is a long time. Children are born and grow up. Technology changes. Businesses come and go. But one thing remains the same. Thermal Guard window and door. At Thermal Guard, we're a replacement window, replacement door, and patio enclosure specialist. If you're thinking of investing in your home, invest in the Guard. Thermal Guard window and door. A company with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Let Thermal Guard help you guard against high heating bills with replacement windows. Keep your guard up and feel more secure with replacement doors. And enjoy your home even more with a patio enclosure. There's no better time than now to invest in your home. Invest in the Guard. Thermal Guard, 216 East Kibbe Street, Lima. Online at thermalgardwindows.com or call us for a free estimate at 419-229-GARD. Want to invest in your home? Invest